to honor brothers and sisters, has said in his tremendous book, قول, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو عجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أول الألباب لعلكم تفلحون. He said in the 100th verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, he said to Baraka wa Ta'ala, blessed be he, exalted the Most High, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب, that which is impure and harmful and filthy and evil is not compatible and equal to that which is طيب, to that which is pure and beneficial and good and permissible and righteous. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. So have a mindful fearfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أُولَى الْأَلْبَابِ. O people of intelligence, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may be of those that are successful. That which is pure and impure is not comparable. They are not comparable to one another. وَلَوْ عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Even if you be astonished and amazed with the abundance of filth and evil. Even if you be astonished and amazed with the abundance of filth and evil. This is one of those formative verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can change the course of a person's life. If a person was to internalize it and take it to heart. That which is pure and that which is impure. That which is goodly and wholesome, and that which is evil and harmful, that they are not equivalent to one another. They are not equivalent to one another. One is in one direction and the other is in a completely opposite direction. One is in one valley and the other is in a completely opposite valley. وَلَوْ عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Although you may be astonished and amazed by abundance of filth and evil and impurity in the world. The scholars, they have commented upon this verse with tremendous speech. And that which is similar to it in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such as the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Qasas. He said, Jalla wa Azza, the majestic and almighty. Wa Rabbuka yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar. That it is your Lord who creates whatever He wills. وَيَخْتَارُ. And it is He who chooses. It is He who chooses and selects. Meaning it is He that creates what He wills. That which is beneficial and that which is harmful. Those that are righteous and those that are wicked. Those actions that are loved to Him and those actions that are hated to Him. As a ibtila, as a mihna. As a test from Him for us. That it is He who creates what He wills. وَيَخْتَارُ. And He chooses. It is He who chooses. And makes a distinction between that which He loves and that which He hates. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَةُ. And they, meaning mankind, they have no choice in the matter. It is not for them to choose what is right and wrong for themselves. It is not for them to apply their minds to the situation. Subhanallah wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. He is exonerated, exempted from defect and imperfection. He alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is glorified and perfect. And He is free and far above that which they wrongly ascribe with Him in worship. That which they worship besides Him from that which He has created. Or that which they have fabricated and imagined in their minds. Ayyuha al-Ikhwa, the great Imam of the Sunnah, Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, has explained this statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and what is similar to it with tremendous speech. In his book Zad al-Ma'ad, he said, Rahmatullahi alayhi, Inna Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, اختار من كل جنس من أجناس المخلوقات أطيبه واختصه لنفسه وارتضاه دون غيره. that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen from each species and each category of that which He has created, that which is purest and most beneficial. And He has specially selected it for Himself. And He is pleased with it for His creation, to the exception of all else. فَإِنَّهُ تَعَالَى طَيِّبٌ لَا يُحِبُّ إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ وَلَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ وَالْكَلَامِ وَصَدَقَةِ إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ. For verily He, the Exalted, Most High, is pure, and He only loves that which is pure. And He doesn't accept anything of a person's actions, or statements, or charity, except for that which is pure. فَالطَيِّبُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ هُوَ مُخْتَارُهُ تَعَالَى. That which is pure of everything is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. وَأَمَّا خَلْقُهُ تَعَالَى فَعَامُ لِلنَّوْعَيْنِ. As for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that it consists of that which is pure as well as that which is impure. وَبِهَذَا يُعْلَمُ عُنْوَانُ سَعَادَةِ الْعَبْدِ وَشَقَاوَتِهِ. And this is how we can come to know and identify whether a person is from the people of happiness and success and felicity and salvation, or from the people of misery and doom and damnation. فَإِنَّ الطَّيِّبُ لَا يُنَاسِبُهُ إِلَى الطَّيِّبُ وَلَا يَرُضَى إِلَّا بِهِ. This is how we can make a distinction. Because a person who is pure, then the only thing that is suitable for him is that which is pure. And the only thing that he is pleased with is what is pure. وَلَا يَسْكُنُ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. And he doesn't find peace except by doing that which is, and saying that which is pure. وَلَا يَطْمَئِنُّ قَلْبُهُ إِلَّا بِهِ. And his heart does not find tranquility with anything else. فَلَهُ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبِ الَّذِي لَا يَصْعَدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِلَهُ. His speech is nothing but the purest of speech. That speech that none else, that none other type, no other type of speech raises to Allah except for it. His speech is the only type of speech that is raised up to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as an honor and presented in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ أَشَدُّ شَيْءٍ نُفْرَةً عَنَ الْفُحْشِ فِي الْمَقَالِ وَالتَّفَحُّشِ فِي اللِّسَانِ وَالْبَذَاءِ وَالْكَذِبِ وَالْغِيبَةِ وَالنَّمِيمَةِ وَالْبُحْتِ وَقَوْلِ الزُّورِ وَكُلِّ كَلَامٍ خَبِيثٍ. And he has the highest level of aversion and discomfort with every type of profane, obscene, disgusting type of speech that can be uttered upon the tongue, and lying and backbiting and carrying tales between people, informing people of negative statements that other people have said about them. Well, buht and slander, well, qawl zur, and any statement of falsehood or testimony of falsehood, wa kulli kalamin khabith. And he has the highest level of hatred and aversion and dislike for every type of impure and filthy, disgusting, loathsome, despicable speech. وَكَذَلِكَ لَا يَأْلَفُ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ إِلَّا أَطْيَبَهَا. Likewise, he does not find a fondness and a comfort with any actions except those that are most pure. وَهِيَ الْعَمَالُ الَّتِي اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَى حُسْنِهَا الْفِطَرُ السَّلِيمَةِ مَعَ الشَّرَاعِيَ النَّبَوِيَّةِ وَزَكَّتْهَا الْعُقُولُ الصَّحِيحَةِ. And those are the actions that are agreed upon by the natural dispositions of people to love and prefer the truth over all else, and agreed upon by the revelation that was sent to the prophets and messengers, and agreed upon by the sound intellect to be attractive and to be beautiful and beneficial. فَاتَّفَقَ عَلَى حُسْنِهَا الشَّرْعُ وَالْعَقْلُ وَالْفِطْرَةُ. They are the actions that are agreed upon by the mind, by the human intellect, by the revelation that was sent to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and by the natural disposition of the person that he finds comfort and solace with it. مِثْلُ أَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. From that is that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, not ascribing any partner with Allah subhanahu. وَيُؤْثِرُ مَرْضَاتَهُ عَلَى هَوَاهُ. And that he prefers to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over fulfilling his own impulses and desires. وَيَتَحَبَّبُ إِلَيْهِ جَحْدَهُ وَطَاقَتَهُ. And he endears himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of his ability and within the scope of his capacity. وَيُحْسِنُ إِلَى خَلْقِهِ مَسْتَطَاعَ. And he shows kindness to Allah's creation to the best of his ability. فَيَفْعَلُ بِهِمْ مَا يُحِبُ أَنْ يَفْعَلُ بِهِ. And so he treats them in a way that he would like for them to treat him. وَيُعَامِلُوهُ بِهِ. And for them to interact with him. وَيَدَعُهُمْ مِمَا يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَدَعُوهُ مِنْهُ. And he leaves off and spares them from those things that he will like them to spare him of from their harm. وَيَنْصَحَهُمْ بِمَا يَنْصَحُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. And he advises them and has goodwill towards them as he would advise his own self and have goodwill towards himself. وَيَحْكُمَ لَهُمْ بِمَا يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُحْكَمَ لَهُ بِهِ. And he, as regards his judgment of them, he judges them in a way that he would like to be judged. وَيَحْمِلُ أَذَاهُمْ وَلَا يُحَمِّلَهُمْ أَذَاهُ. And he bears their harms, and he does not place his harm upon them, or abuse them. وَيَكُفَ عَنْ عَرَاضِهِمْ وَلَا يُقَابِلُهُمْ بِمَا نَالُوا مِنْ عَرْضِهِ. And he withholds from insulting their reputations and their dignity. And he does not repay them with evil because they have insulted his integrity and his reputation. وَإِذَا رَأَى لَهُمْ حَسَنًا أَضَاعَهُ. If he sees good qualities from the people, then he spreads that. And he mentions that to other people, what he has witnessed from others. وَإِذَا رَأَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئًا كَتَمَهُ. And if he sees any evil from them, then he conceals it and does not spread it. وَيُقِيمَ أَعَذَارَهُمْ. And he establishes and finds excuses for them. مَسْتَطَعَ فِيمَا لَا يُبْتِلُ شَرِيعَةً. To the best of his ability in a way that does not go against the religion. وَلَا يُنَاقِذُ لِلَّهِ أَمْرًا وَلَا نَهْيًا. And does not oppose and contradict what Allah has ordered and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Meaning as regards advising the people and ordering with virtue and forbidding from vice. وَلَهُ أَيْضًا مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ أَطْيَبُهَا وَأَزْكَاهَا. And just as his statements and his actions are the purest of statements and actions, then likewise his akhlaq, his character, is the purest and most beneficial and highly developed of character. كَالْحِلْمِ وَالْوَقَارِ وَالسَّكِينَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالصَّبْرِ وَالْوَفَاءِ. He has forbearance and he has respectability and he is calm and merciful and patient and loyal. وَسُحُولَةِ الْجَانِبِ وَلِينَ الْعَرِيكَ وَالصِّدْقِ. And he is easygoing and lenient with the people. And he is truthful and he is genuine. وَسَلَامَةُ الصَّدْرِ مِنَ الْغِلِّ وَالْغِشِّ وَالْحِقْدِ وَالْحَسَدِ. And his heart is free of malice and betrayal and having grudges and spite against others and having envy against others. وَالتَّوَاضُعِ وَخَفْضِ الْجَنَاحِ لِأَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ. And he has the quality of humility and lowering his wing for the believers in compassion. وَالْعِزَّةِ وَالْغِضَّةِ عَلَى عَدَاءِ اللَّهِ. And he is dignified and mighty and stern and severe against the enemies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a way that Allah has legislated, meaning without transgressing the bounds and oppressing anyone. وَصِيَانَةِ الْوَجْهِ عَنْ بَضْلِهِ وَتَضَلُّلِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And from those pure qualities that he has is that he protects his face. He protects his face from lowering his face and disgracing himself for anyone. From lowering himself for anyone other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَالْعِفَّةِ وَالشَّجَاعَةِ وَالسَّخَاءِ وَالْمُرُوءَةِ. And from those pure qualities is that he is chaste and stays far away from the haram as regards sexual acts and what is like that. وَالشَّجَاعَةِ. And he has courage. وَالسَّخَاءِ. And generosity. وَالْمُرُوءَةِ. And he has dignity and manhood about himself. وَكُلِّ خُلُقٍ اتَّفَقَتْ عَلَى حُسْنِهِ الشَّرَاعِيُ وَالْفِطَرُ وَالْعُقُولِ. And every quality that is viewed to be beautiful by what Allah has revealed. And in light of what Allah has revealed and by the natural disposition within the human being, and by the intellect. وَكَذَلِكَ لَا يَخْتَارُ مِنَ الْمَطَاعِمِ إِلَّا أَطْيَبَهَا. Likewise, he does not choose and select food for himself except for that which is most nutritious and permissible. وهو الحلال الحني المريء الذي يغذي البدن والروح أحسن تغذية, which is that which is permissible and enjoyable, that he can nourish his body and his soul with in the most beautiful fashion. مع سلامة العبد من تبعته, when not being responsible for feeding himself without finding fault, by finding him because he fed himself and nourished himself with that which is impermissible, that which is earned in an impermissible way or has been forbidden by Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكذلك لا يختار من المناكح إلا أطيبها وأزكاها. Likewise, a believer does not choose to marry anyone except for that person that is most pure and upright and permissible. وَمِنَ الرَّائِحَةِ إِلَّا أَطْيَبَهَا وَأَزْكَاهَا. And they don't like to smell any way except the best and most pure way. They don't like to stink. وَمِنَ الْأَصْحَابِ وَالْعُشَرَاءِ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبِينَ مِنْهُمْ. And they don't choose anyone to be their companions and associates and inner circle, those people that are closest to them that they socialize with on a regular basis, except for those that are pure and righteous from amongst the people. فَرُوحُهُ طَيِّبُ وَبَدَنُهُ طَيِّبُ. So his soul is pure and his body is pure. وَخُلُقُهُ طَيِّبُ. And his character is pure and wholesome. وَعَمَلُهُ طَيِّبُ. And his actions are pure and wholesome. وَكَلَامُهُ طَيِّبُ. And his speech is pure and beneficial. وَمَطْعَمُهُ طَيِّبُ. And his food is pure and beneficial. وَمَشْرَبُهُ طَيِّبُ. وَمَلْبَسُهُ طَيِّبُ. And what he drinks likewise is pure and beneficial. And what he wears is good and beneficial. وَمَنْكَحُهُ طَيِّبُ. And that which he marries or she marries is pure and beneficial. وَمَدْخَلُهُ طَيِّبُ. وَمَخْرَجُهُ طَيِّبُ. And their whereabouts, their comings and goings, where they find themselves on a regular basis, is somewhere that is pure and beneficial. وَمُنْقَلَبُهُ طَيِّبُ. And so their destination at the end of their path is going to be a pure and beneficial destination. وَمَثْوَاهُ كُلُّهُ طَيِّبُ. And wherever he finds himself dwelling in this world or the next is somewhere that is pure and beneficial. فَهَذَا مِمَنْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِ. This is from those people. He is from those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يقولون سلام عليكم ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. In verse number 32 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he said, describing them, that they are those that the angels take at the time of death, طيبين, in a state of purity. يقولون سلام عليكم. And they say to them at the time of death, سلام عليكم, peace be upon you. You are safe from every harm and every punishment and every evil. Salamun alaykum udukhulu al-jannata bima kuntum ta'amaloon. You will enter the paradise because of what you used to do. Wa min alladhina yaqulu lahum khazanatu al-jannah. And these people that are described in these words, according to what is found in the book and the sunnah, that they are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the keepers, the gatekeepers of the paradise will say to them, Salamun alaykum tubutum fadkhuluha khalidin. Peace be upon you. Tubutum, you were pure and goodly and righteous. Fadkhuluha khalidin. So enter the paradise and dwell therein forever. May Allah make us from them. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ابن القيم رحمة الله عليه, he says, فالله سبحانه وتعالى جعل طيب حظافره في الجنة.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the entirety of goodness, of that which is good and that which is righteous in the paradise. وَجَعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بِحَذَافِرِهِ فِي النَّارِ. And He has placed and appointed all that is filthy in its entirety, all that is evil and all that is impure in its entirety in the hellfire. فَجَعَلَ الدُّورَ ثَلَاثَ. And He has made three worlds. دَارًا أُخْلِصَتْ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ. A world that is purely and solely and exclusively for those that are pure and righteous. وَهِيَ حَرَامٌ عَلَى غَيْرِ الطَّيِّبِينَ. And it is forbidden for anyone but them. It is forbidden for anyone except for them. وَقَدْ جَمَعَتْ كُلَّ طَيِّبٍ وَهِيَ الْجَنَّةِ. And it gathered and it has within it all that is pure and enjoyable, and it is a paradise. وَدَارًا أُخْلِصَتْ لِلْخَبِيثِ وَالْخَبَائِثِ. And another world that is exclusively for filth and the people of filth. وَلَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا الْخَبِيثُونَ وَهِيَ النَّارِ. And it is the fire. وَدَارًا امْتَزَجَ فِيهَا الطَّيِّبُ وَالْخَبِيثِ وَخُلِتَ بَيْنَهُمَا وَهِيَ هَذِهِ الدَّارِ. And a third world where the pure, that which is pure and wholesome and beneficial, is intermingled with that which is harmful and wicked and filthy. And it is this world. وَلِهَذَا وَقَعَ الْإِبْتِلَاءُ وَالْمِحْنَةُ بِسَبَبِ هَذَا الْإِمْتِزَاجِ وَالْإِخْتِلَاطِ. And this is where the trial and the test comes in, because of the mixture of what is pure and what is impure in this world. وَذَلِكَ بِمُوجَبِ الْحِكْمَةِ الْإِلَهِيَةِ. And that is something that was dictated by the wisdom of Allah, تبارك وتعالى. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ مَعَادِ الْخَلِيقَ مَيَّزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. And on the day when the creation returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will separate what is filthy from what is pure. He says, rahmatullahi alayhi, والمقصود أن الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل للسعادة والشقاوة عنوانا يعرفان به. And the entire point here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these two things for us to identify happiness from misery and salvation from damnation. فالصعير الطيب لا يليق به إلى الطيب. The person who is saved, successful and happy, who is pure, is a person who nothing is suitable for him except for what is pure. وَلَا يَأْتِي إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And he only produces that which is pure. وَلَا يَسْدُرُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا طَيِّبٌ. And nothing emanates and originates from him except for that which is pure and beneficial. وَلَا يُلَابِسُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And he only engages in that which is permissible. وَالشَّقِيُّ الْخَبِيثِ لَا يَلِيقُ بِهِ إِلَّا الْخَبِيثِ. And the person who is doomed, the person who is miserable, the person who is filthy, is the person who does not find anything suitable for him except for that which is filthy and impure. وَلَا يَأْتِي إِلَّا خَبِيثًا. And all that he produces is impure. وَلَا يَسْدُرُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الْخَبِيثِ. And nothing came from him except for that which is filthy. فَالْخَبِيثُ يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ الْخُبُثُ عَلَى لِسَانِهِ وَجَوَارِحِهِ. So the filthy person has filth spilling out of his heart onto his tongue and his limbs. والطيب يتفجر من قلبه الطيب من لسانه وجوارحه. يتفجر من قلبه الطيب من لسانه وجوارحه. And so the person who is righteous, at the same time, nothing comes from his statements and his actions except for purity that spills out from his heart and gushes from his heart. وقد يكون في الشخص مادتان. And it is very possible and likely that a person will have within them, وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا. And there is not a single one of us except that we are like this. Except that they have gathered within them both qualities. They have compounded within them some things that are righteous and some things that are wicked. Some things that Allah loves and some things that Allah hates. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, فَأَيُّهُمَا غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. So whichever of these two traits of purity or impurity is overwhelming upon him, then he is from the people of that trait. He is from the people of righteousness or the people of wickedness accordingly. فَإِنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا طَحَّرَهُ مِنَ الْمَادَةِ الْخَبِيثَ قَبْلَ الْمُوَافَةِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for him, then He will purge him, He will purify him from evil, despicable, filthy qualities, from that part of him that is filthy before he dies. فَيُوَافِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُتَحَّرًا فَلَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى تَطْحِيرِهِ بِالنَّارِ. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect the person and recompense the person, compensate the person on the day of judgment in a state of purity where he will not be in need of being further purged and purified by the hellfire. May Allah protect us. فَيُطَحِّرُهُ مِنْهَا بِمَا يُوَافِقُهُ لَهُ مِنَ التَّوْبَةِ النَّصُوحِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies him from al-madat al-khabitha, from the filthy elements within himself, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guiding a person to repent sincerely and accepting that person's repentance. وَالْحَسَنَاتِ الْمَاحِيَةِ. And by guiding the person to perform good and righteous deeds that will erase his bad deeds. وَالْمَصَائِبِ الْمُكَثِّرَةِ. And Allah purges and purifies a person by afflicting him with calamities and hardships in this world that will purify him and purge him of his sin and his filth. حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهُ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئًا. And so he meets Allah without any sin upon him. وَيُمْسِكُ عَنَ الْآخَرِ مَوَادِ التَّطْحِيرِ. While another person, Allah will withhold from him those things that are necessary for his purification, out of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَلْقَاهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِمَادَةٍ خَبِيثًا وَمَادَةٍ طَيِّبًا. And he will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we're talking about the believers, the Muslims. Because the disbeliever is, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ النَّجَسَ. That the mushrikun are filth. The situation, as Ibn Qayyim mentions in the next paragraph, and he is like the dog. If the dog was to swim from one side of the ocean to the other side of the ocean, it would step out of the ocean as filthy as the moment it stepped in. Likewise, the disbeliever will not be purged from his filth by the fire, because his filth, if he dies upon disbelief or polytheism and idolatry and so on and so forth, his filth is at his essence. It is not something that is just peripheral. It is not something that is extra, but the core of that person is filth. But as for the person who meets Allah with namada khabitha, namada tayyiba, with pure elements and impure elements not having been purged in this world by tawbah and those other things that were mentioned, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, wa hikmatuhu ta'ala ta'aba an yujawirahu ahadun fi darihi bi khaba'ithihi. That the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala necessitates and mandates that no one will be able to dwell near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while carrying filth upon their person, while having filth within themselves. فَيُدْخِلَهُ النَّارُ تُحْرَةً لَهُ وَتَصْفِيَةً وَسَبَكًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into the fire to purify him and to purge him. فَإِذَا خَلُسَتْ سَبِيكَةُ إِمَانِهِ مِنَ الْخَبَثِ صَلُحَ حِينَ إِذِينِ لِجِوَارِهِ وَمُسَاكَنَةُ الطَّيِّبِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Once his faith has been purified and purged from the filth that was inside of him, then he will be suitable at that point to be near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to dwell with the pure in the paradise, along with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that preceded him. وَإِقَامَةُ هَذَا النَّوْعُ مِنَ النَّاسِ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى حَسَبِ سُرْعَةِ زَوَالِ تِلْكَ الْخَبَائِثِ مِنْهُمْ وَبُطْعِهَا. And these people will stay in the fire according to how quickly or how slowly it takes for their filth to be burned out of them. فَأَسْرَعُهُمْ زَوَالًا وَتَطْحِيرًا أَسْرَعُهُمْ خُرُوجًا. Those that are purged and purified the quickest are those that will be the quickest to leave. وَأَبْطَأُهُمْ أَبْطَأُهُمْ خُرُوجًا. And those that are slowest to be purged and purified are those that will be slowest to leave, jaza'an wifaqa, a suitable compensation from Allah, the most merciful, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa ma rabbuka bidhalami lil abid. And your Lord does not oppress the slaves. Ayyuha al-ikhwa, la yastawi al-khabithu wa tayyib. Wa in ajabaka kathratu al-khabith. What is pure and impure is not compatible to one another, even if you are astonished by an abundance of filth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us from the evil of ourselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. O Allah, give our souls the taqwa that is necessary for them to be mindfully fearful of you and purify them. You are the best who can purify them. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.